Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Hollywood with Kate Romero and
Amanda Robinson. Welcome. Thank you so much on our second show here, and thank you again for attending, and we look forward to having you on our listen to our shows in following weeks to come. We've got some exciting guest speakers, and Kate can announce our guest speaker for next week.
Yes, next week we're having David Welch, who is the producer for Peaceful Warrior. It's based on a book that was written by Dan Millman called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. It's been a 20-year labor of love for David to get this movie made, and it is phenomenal. And if you will Google the movie, whatever area you live in, and find out where it's playing, it's worth whatever you need to do to get to go see that movie. Take the family, take a group, and go see Peaceful Warrior. And we will be having David Welch as our guest next Tuesday, the 22nd, to talk about that labor of love and what it took to get that made.
Yeah, and actually the actual website is thepeacefulwarriormovie.com, so you can just go ahead and check that out. It's actually been released already on the West Coast, and but I do believe there are special screenings that are still continuing on, and I believe you can actually possibly host screenings of that as well if you
yes.
have some area you want to do that, some
yes,
theater organization to work with to do that.
I think we're actually going to be doing that for our church, Spirit Works in Toluca Lake. We're coordinating that now to have a screening there. I'm not sure of the date of that yet, but it is possible. And once you hear what David has to say next week, it'll be a lot more clear as to how to host screenings in your own area for Peaceful Warrior. So,
very good.
Yeah. So have you had a very empowering week, Amanda?
Yes, I have. Have you?
I certainly have.
Okay.
Usual. It only gets more so and more so.
Good. Well, why don't we start with this? I know that you have a book that you're going to be writing, or you're in the process of writing. Why don't you tell us about that?
I would love to. It is called The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever. And what that book will be doing is introducing the mainstream of the film industry to a spiritual path, which is actually the best form of support a person could ever want in a career like that, because it is filled with a lot of rejection and it's very unpredictable, and it is a slippery slope a good deal of the time. And when you have a spiritual path that you're following and a spiritual core belief that you adhere to, everything is made so much easier and makes so much more sense. And being that everything is energy, everything, even inanimate objects are energy, chairs, tables, cars, money, and people, we're all energy. And the difference between inanimate objects and people is people are spiritual. And when you use spiritual concepts, you can manipulate and alter energy in everything else, including each other and money and career and outcome. And there is also biology and belief. And a spiritual path, in my opinion, focuses a lot on belief. What do you believe? And a lot of people are walking around not really knowing what they believe and not really being aware of what they believe. And it's sort of like a loose cannon effect, because if you're not aware of what you believe in, then the thoughts that are entering your mind and the thoughts that you keep recycling in your head do become manifest. I believe Bill Cosby said it best when he said, first you think it, then you say it, then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty enlightened. And look at the success Bill Cosby had.
And what do you do when you notice that you have a negative thought? What would you
do? Well, what I do is I charge it rent or I evict it. And what I mean by that is becoming conscious and aware is the first step, I believe, in a spiritual foundation, because when you have conscious awareness, you're in a place of alert readiness at all times, sort of like a cat watching a mouse hole. Have you ever watched a cat watch a mouse hole?
Uh-huh.
They're just like staring at it, just with alert readiness, not really thinking about anything particular. But while they're watching this mouse hole, they're manifesting the outcome that they want, because they're not going to leave until they get what they want. So alert readiness is kind of a fun way, you know, that analogy to look at consciousness and awareness. It's like you could be looking to your left and reach out and grab a baseball coming at you with your right hand when you are absolutely conscious, alert, and ready. Without seeing it coming, you just know it's coming. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like your reflexes when you're driving a car. It's an alert readiness. We're more conscious when we're driving a car than we are most of the day.
Right.
And that's when you can work out the issues that you have going on in your mind and things that are happening in your day and you need to get a solution. When you're driving your car, it's a really great place to work on those things and a really great place to listen to CDs and cassettes of things that will get you more consciously aware and more in a place of understanding what's going on in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a negative thought, the best thing to do is first notice that you have it. Don't make it wrong. Just accept it. Yes, there it is. Okay, I see you. Now go out and wash my car or do my dishes or vacuum my floor. And you can really have a lot of fun with it once you get clear of how the ego will try to trip you up and sabotage you by putting a negative thought in your head. Like, for instance, if negative thoughts were flying around all over the place in your head or my head or the wonderful Don Newsom's head about us having Spiritual Hollywood as a radio show and hosting that, we would have run into all kinds of complications. But as you noticed, Amanda and Don, it all fell into place so naturally, it was effortless, like breathing.
Yeah, well, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right?
Exactly. It's because we're open to it. It's because we're conscious to it,
exactly.
Of it. And it's because our frequencies are higher. And that didn't happen by accident. Our frequencies are higher, and it's kind of, pardon the pun, I mean, we're doing a radio show that's all about frequency. That's a very good analogy. When your frequencies are higher, you start attracting to yourself more quickly everything that you think about. So, you know, being thoughts or things, you need to choose the good ones and be very careful what you think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you think about, you actually will bring about. And when you're conscious and aware, you can create and cause for yourself the outcomes that you want. But there's also another part of that where once you focus on what it is you want, you think it, you say it, and then you do it. But once you focus on what it is that you do want, then to have detachment around that and let go of it and let it manifest in its own way in its own time without putting restrictions on it and letting the ego get in the way and say, I want it exactly like this. Because if you ask for something exactly like this, then you're ruling out all the other marvelous, wonderful things that could bring it to you. It's like if there are any single people out there who are looking for their wonderful, significant other, you know, and they feel like they have to go out and travel the world to look for this person, well, that's not true. You could be sitting in your living room doing whatever it is you like to be doing, and someone can knock on your door and accidentally knock on your door when they're looking for someone else, and that could be it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is stay alert and ready.
Exactly.
In a detached kind of way. So did that explain about when you get a negative thought, anything?
Yeah, and what I do is just as soon as I get a negative thought, now I'm just like, okay, first of all, cancel. And then, because when you're thinking of a negative thought, you're thinking of what you don't want.
Uh-huh.
So then you cancel it and then say, okay, what do I want? And then right as soon as you know, say what you do want, you know, then you keep your focus on that for a while and really visualize it and feel it and energetically feel like you actually have had it and you thank you know, the universe or whoever you feel is your higher being and know that you already have it. And like you said, just let it go and let it happen. You don't have to worry about any specific details on how you're going to get it.
Exactly.
And actually, there's a book called the Law of Attraction. I think you can actually go to lawofattractionbook.com by Michael Lozier. And it's really along the same principles as The Secret.
And also Asking It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Yes, exactly.
It's all about the Law of Attraction.
Yes, and they're actually in The Secret,
yes.
Esther Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a great person. The whole Esther Hicks thing is great.
Totally. And personally, I have every CD that they've ever put out. I have every book they've ever written. and I do a lot of my daily activities around their concepts and their philosophy and the Book of Abraham. Every person on the planet knows the truth when they hear it, even if it comes in the form of a spaceship landing and beings coming out and saying things. Even though the mind doesn't want to believe what they're looking at, the words that you hear that really speak to your heart, you cannot deny the truth when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Abraham, with the Ask and It Is Given, the Esther and Jerry Hicks book, all of the information is channeled through Abraham, which is the entity that Esther channels.
Do you know how people can get in touch with that? Is there a website or something they can go to for Esther Hicks?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I can tell you right now because the book is not far from my...
Yeah, I mean, of course, you can always Google Esther Hicks.
Right. It's www.abraham-hicks.com. That's www.abraham-hicks.com. And that will show you everything that you would possibly want to know about them. And they're even having cruises. I believe they're taking a cruise to Alaska and having several seminars along the way on a cruise, which I think is a really great thing, too, because you're a captive audience and you cannot escape.
That's right. Hey,
That's
talking
right.
about cruises, just wanted to let everybody know in case people weren't informed, there's the Festival at the Sea, which is a spiritual film festival that happens yearly, and it just happened in, I believe it was April, usually in April or May, put on by Stephen Simon and the Spiritual Cinema Circle, and they just had their second one, and I understand it was a huge success. Everyone had an amazing time. It's just a blast. I hear people say they had the time of their lives, and they get to meet like-minded people, filmmakers, and just amazing people that they and make friendships that they just keep on getting in touch with these people over and over again. And
you know what this reminds me of? What you're saying, Amanda?
What?
What you're describing is a typical night at the Institute of Spiritual Entertainment, Los Angeles. That's what you're describing. It's like what you offer at ISELA, but on the water, on
yeah.
a ship, and that's amazing.
Yeah. So, just to remind everybody, my website, if you're interested, is ISE, I, S as in spiritual, E as in entertainment, -LA.org, ISE-LA.org, and you can check out what the organization is about. It's a nonprofit organization of filmmakers, actors, writers, producers, directors, and so forth that meet monthly and network, and we have amazing guest speakers. In September, we're going to have Barry Morrow, who wrote the film Rain Man.
Wonderful.
And along with him, we're going to have Winfrey, who is co-author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Yes, and he has a radio show with Don. It's called The Don and Win Show, Don Newsome of BBS Radio.
Yes.
On Saturdays.
Saturdays at what, 6 or 7?
I think.
Yeah, 6 or 7 p.m. every Saturday, so I highly recommend listening to them. Very, very fascinating information on the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Yes, and I read that book, and when I read that book, it opened up my mind, it expanded my mind, and raised my frequency to such a large degree that it was tangible. I mean, every time I read another page of that book, I just felt my DNA shifting, because when you're exposed to that kind of truth, you know it. And it's caused so many wonderful things to open up in my life from having read a book like that that's so mind-expanding. And I recommend that everybody, you know, on their journey, on their individual paths, always look for those who resonate on a higher level than they do themselves, so that they can reach that frequency themselves and reach up to it. So it's always really so much better to look for a mentor who resonates on a higher frequency than you do yourself, so that you can just, you'll grow to that frequency yourself in no time flat once you get exposure to it.
Yes, exactly.
So, and Wynn's book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, had a really powerful effect on me.
Yeah, me too.
Wonderful.
I was so ready for it. And just so the audience knows just essentially what it's about, it's because so many people are familiar with Edgar Cayce, and they were familiar that he did all these health readings for individuals, natural therapies that
remote healing
changed their lives around and healed them from, you know, kind of very, very serious illnesses. This time around, he was told by his higher guides to focus on the changes that are happening on the planet right now and to help people make this transition during this time. And it's all very fascinating. You know, this time also known as the 2012 Ascension period. And it's just very, very fascinating what's going on. And I mean, we could really get deep into that subject in its own. But I highly recommend just checking out the book and, you know, experiencing it yourself.
Yes, and speaking of books, nice segue back to talking about the one I'm writing again because I digress.
There you go. Now it's for actors mostly, or?
No, it's for everybody.
Okay, but it's called, what's it called?
It's called The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever. And I'll tell you how I came up with the title. I'm not actually writing the book. The book is writing me. And I was asleep one Saturday morning, and I'm telling you, I put in some 18-hour days generally every day, and I absolutely love it. But when it comes Saturday morning, I like to sleep in till about 10. And around 9 o'clock in the morning, I'd say, I get this, like, a voice right in my ear saying, get up and write, get up and write. I'm like, no, it's Saturday. I'm not getting up to write. And the voice goes, get up to write, get up and write. And I'm like, no, it's Saturday. And then the voice says, the end of the anonymous actor. And I'm like, wow, that's a catchy title. I like that. I'm going to get up and write. So I got up. I couldn't wait till my computer booted up. And as soon as I sat down, my fingers raced all over the keys. And in 4 minutes and 36 seconds, I had the entire treatment for that book. And that's how it was given me. It was just the end of the anonymous actor, but when I interviewed Neil Donald Walsh, Neil was just so fabulously in touch with source and spirit at every moment, probably, of his entire being, every day of his life. I actually said to Dan Millman, that I feel divinely guided to use the title, The End of the Anonymous Actor. And he said back to me, well, you can pray to Allah, but tie up your camel. So I'm like, what? And he said, I think that you can do better with your title. And so I said that to Neil Donald Walsh, and he goes, okay, how about this? The end of the anonymous actor, changing your life story forever. And I'm like, bingo, that's it. That opens the book up for everybody instead of just aiming at actors. We're all actors, really. Everybody is. Because we're always hiding emotions, hiding feelings, hiding what we truly, really mean, hoping people can read our minds. I mean, it happens every day. It's largely unconscious, because if it wasn't, we would do it differently. But I believe because Hollywood is such a fascinating place and such a creative mecca that the whole world is fascinated with Hollywood. So to call it The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever, I believe would have appeal for any audience, especially once it receives some attention with the living luminaries that I'm interviewing becoming more and more mainstream every day. It's like, to me, in my opinion, people like Dan Millman, people like, who's the author of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, people like Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God, and numerous other wonderful, wonderful, life-changing, inspired books and seminars, which you can get on CD and tape. Barbara Marks Hubbard, who's a futurist and actually ran for vice president of the United States. She's a 76-year-old Spitfire who's just making such a difference in the world. And we also have Dr. Harry Morgan Moses, he's the interim minister at Spirit Works. You can find the website of that is www.spiritworks.com in Toluca Lake, which is the church that I go to, which I don't even want to call it a church. It's just a place where you can just go find yourself. And he's an amazing living luminary. Another one is Terry Cole Whitaker, who is one of my personal mentors, and I'm thrilled that she's in my life because she vibrates on a level that is, you just can't describe it. And to expose yourself to that kind of vibration, you better just get a seatbelt installed on your magic carpet. That's all I have to say. And there is Eckhart Tolle, who wrote the book The Power of Now and The New Earth and many other wonderful things. He has several seminars available on CD and cassette tape. Marianne Williamson is another one. Gary Raynard is one. We have even Reverend Robert Schuller, William Epps, Dr. Reverend Mary Mannon Morrissey, and Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith of Agape. And I am even going to be interviewing Mickey Willis, who is a phenomenal person that is gaining notoriety very, very quickly. He is the one who produced the Elevate Film Festival, which I was a judge just recently. And it was an amazing success where filmmakers from all over made uplifting, consciousness-raising films in 48 hours. Talk about an amazing 2 days for these people. And as a judge, when I saw these beautiful films and music videos and documentaries that they did, I just knew that there is nothing we cannot do, be, or have. Absolutely. And that's what this book will be about. It will be stories of how I came to recognize who I really am and the life lessons that came to me and taught me so well that there is an easier way. There's a path of joy that many of us aren't even aware is an option because we keep choosing the path of suffering, not knowing why. And what the book will reveal is all of the ways we get tricked into choosing that path of suffering over the path of joy over and over and over again. And if you really want to live the easy life, the easy life is getting your life's lessons out of the way early. That's an easy life. And then you can spend the rest of your life just using the wisdom that you've gained and doing great work and helping other people avoid the mistakes that you've made but actually have turned you into who you are. So I don't even like to call them mistakes. I call them life situations. So, and I also would like to promote the film that's coming out, The Serious Business of Happiness, that is written by Larry Karnarski and Sean Mulvihill. Sean Mulvihill is one of my newest clients. He was doing musical theater in Utah for a few weeks, and then he's coming back to Los Angeles to do some other things and then get into pilot season and get him working in film and television, making a difference in those areas. And I believe that the more spirit and consciousness we can inject into Hollywood, the more we can use Hollywood to inject it into the world. So in a nutshell, that's the Reader's Digest version of the book that I'm writing, The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever.
Great. So that sounds good. And so you're like still working on it, right?
Totally. Every day, every moment, always. I've got, if I'm in the line at the bank or at a red light or anything, I'll write an inspired thought down on whatever is available and stick it in my book basket because I have many hundreds of shreds of paper with inspired notes on them that will be all put together like a beautiful puzzle to be this book. But I'm doing the interviews first, and it's writing.
So we'll have interviews and then your own writing as well.
Absolutely. I have so many wonderful stories and miracles to share of my 24 years in the entertainment industry, how I started, how it took me to where I am from being an actress, a working actor for 15 years, and an agent and manager and producer, and what my highest goal is to continue being a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness, so none of my clients get worried. If you're listening, I'm not going to run off and abandon you. I am only going to get stronger and cast you in the films that are in development that will, if I have it my way, and I totally can, be blockbusters that people won't even know what hit them, but it will certainly raise consciousness, and they'll be filled with humor and pathos and just richness and be the kind of message that people, you know, hope for, that are hungry for. And there's a momentum going that cannot be stopped right now of consciousness becoming mainstream. And that's what I'm hoping to provide along with yourself with what you're doing and along with David Welch and Dan Millman and James Redfield, the author of Celestine Prophecy, who I've also interviewed. And they're coming up on the 15th today. As a matter of fact, right this moment, they are doing a World Prayer, where they are aiming their energies at the Middle East and at our world leaders to come from their highest, best wisdom in their decision-making process. So, let's all hold a silent thought for them during their process that they're involved in right this very minute. I didn't even realize today was August.
And keep the peace, right, because they stopped shooting, so.
It's working. It's working. And this, yeah. But this prayer is all geared toward everything that's in discord in the world. Everything. Nothing will be missed by this kind of focus. It will transform everything. And there is biology and belief. And in believing that we're doing this is making a difference, it does and it will. So that's what James Redfield has put together. And he did it at the first of the month as well, which I was a part of. And I was on that call. And I had to put my phone on speaker and put it down because the phone was so hot, it was hard to hold it with all of that energy. People all over the world calling in. It was amazing. It was a great experience. So that happened a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, it's like there's no end to what we can do, even from our very own chair. You know, if you're sitting in front of your computer listening to this radio show, just holding the thought for 1 second, just having the ears to hear what it is that we're talking about, and your agreement to it sends out another bit of your personal energy. So all of us are making a difference all of the time when we come from right thinking. Don't you agree, Amanda?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Good. Anything else you want to share, or do you want to ask
me a question? Oh, I think there was something. And as a talent manager, what is a conscious talent manager? Somebody who co-creates with every person, you know, with consistency, clarity, focus, ease, and grace, to awaken every person I speak to just through the enthusiasm that I hold for the experience of being in this great industry that I'm in and having an opportunity to make a difference in the mix of it every single day. And it's a beautiful thing when a client will say to me, I get it now. I get it. That thing that happened last week wasn't a catastrophe. It wasn't an upset. It was a lesson. I get it. And in any situation for any person, when a life situation brings you suffering, pain, unrest, confusion, discord, rather than seeing it as something is wrong and labeling it as wrong, this is so elementary and so complex and so simple all at the same time. If you just see it as, wow, what can I make out of this? This is truly an adventure.
What can I learn out of it? Yeah, what can I get out of it?
Can I get from this?
The most successful people fail the most.
Right, and it's a gift.
True.
When you go looking like a treasure hunt for the gift that that situation came to bring you, as soon as you find the gift, which is the lesson, the pain goes away immediately, miraculously, instantly, every time. But you have to remember to choose to remember to do that in the midst of a crisis. And that's what consciousness gives you. That's what awareness gives you. It gives you that alert readiness. And as a conscious talent manager, I have alert readiness for every opportunity that comes by me. I'm like, what can I make of that? What can I make of that? And if a casting director is upset about something, how can I inject something into that? And 100% of the time when I'm coming from consciousness and awareness, alert readiness, there's always a wonderful, beautiful outcome, even if it doesn't look like it in the moment, it turns out to be. Every time. And I think that if you'd like to say something more about whatever might be on your mind, Amanda, we might could just go into taking some callers.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and ask me a question now?
Okay. You were telling me about this wonderful person whose name is Sam Christensen. You took his seminar, and he had you do an exercise that really, really opened you up to a lot of new possibilities about who you are, right?
Yeah, I highly recommend this for any actor. I notice a lot of times people come to Hollywood and they just know that they want to be involved in performing or in the industry, and a lot of times they're disappointed because it's not what they thought it was, and they don't really know where they fit in. They just know they want to, you know, be an actor, they want to be in the spotlight or whatever. And what Sam Christensen does is he actually helps you find out who you are as a person, because a lot of people don't really know how they're perceived, you know, how to market themselves, and how to make it clear, a clear picture of who you are. In other words, if you're just kind of wishy-washy, and, you know, you could do this, or you could do that, and you could do this, and you could do that, people never are really clear to pinpoint you as a specific type. Whereas with Sam Christensen, he goes through this whole process of exploring who you are and how people perceive you so that then you know how to go out and market yourself more accurately and successfully. And so one of the things he had us do was to get a partner in the class and go out to like a busy place, like an airport, for instance, where people are waiting for their flight. And he'd actually have a list of all these different adjectives that describe a person. I mean, many, like, you know, a few hundred of them. And your partner would go over to someone waiting for the plane, and the other person would sit down and or stand over in the side or somewhere, and then the person would say, "See that person over there? Could you please give me your first impressions of that person?" And you'd hand them the list, and they'd just mark off the adjectives that describe that person. And, you know, they don't have to put their name on it or anything. They're just, it's just a quick thing. And you do that to, like, you know, 20, 30 plus people. And then you switch partners and each of you come home with, like, a pile of first impressions that people have about you. And it's very, very interesting, very, very eye-opening. And this is just one of the processes. He has, like, 5 or 6 processes. You get one of the other ones is to go back to, you know, old friendships, like from your yearbooks or your old phone books, and do another kind of survey like that where they would say their first impressions about you. And then you could also have a process with your classmates, you know, where you ask a series of questions and people watch you and they write down certain phrases or things that would describe you. And so you get all these, like, data. And you go over it, and eventually, it's a process, you pick out like 7 or 8 key words or phrases that describe you, and you actually use those in your marketing. When you're writing a letter to an agent or manager or casting director or whatever, you actually include those phrases to describe, you know, who you are. And it's quite fascinating. And then what you also do is you go into doing monologues where you kind of focus on those essences that describe you, and you pull it out and it comes out very naturally, because that's who you are. And I highly recommend this for any actor, whether you have a lot of training or not. It's a whole kind of another side to it.
It's your image that you're defining.
Yeah. And I would, so you can go to samchristensen.com, and Christensen is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. So there's 2 E's there. And check that out, Burbank, California.
Yeah, I went to his website and I noticed that he did that reality show for models.
For models, yeah, and he actually worked with them on some of those exact things, and it's really fascinating. You can watch that on his website.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. It was fascinating, and there was one model in particular who did not like the way she came across. She did not like to know that she came across as cold and bossy and difficult. And by the end of it, she totally got that that's the way she was coming off, because she was doing it right while they were giving her the critique, which she caught herself in the act of being those things. So it was quite revealing, and that's another way to get conscious.
Yeah, exactly, and to see yourself. And another thing is, you know, just because there's a lot of different adjectives out there, and some of them may seem a little more negative than others or not, but that's actually good, because you know you have those qualities, you can pull them out real easily. You know, like if you're intense or you're, you know, whatever, quirky or mean or jagged or whatever. I mean, some of those things are actually good, because that's what they're looking for, because some characters they need to
it's
be
knowing
like
your
that.
Type, knowing your brand.
Yeah, knowing your brand, exactly, forming a brand.
Right, right. And that's very valuable for any person in business, to know how they come across. So so that they can turn up the volume here, turn down the volume there, and be a much more effective person in getting what it is that they want and communicating what it is that they're trying to say. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't understand yourself, nobody's going to understand you either.
Right.
Right?
Exactly, because there's so many different personality types. So if you understand yourself, yeah, you're more likely to understand.
You have more clarity.
Yeah, other people have certain qualities too, and that's okay. You just learn to work with different.
Well, what I found in my classes that I teach, and I'm just about to collaborate again with AIA Studios, which is a fabulous actor studio. Katie Wallen is the owner, operator, casting director, producer. She's doing a TV series right now as well. But we are going to be talking this week about developing a new class which focuses on consciousness and the 30-second pitch, which in 30 seconds, she had an intensive weekend, which was amazing. I had three classes in a row, 2 hours each, and each person who was in that class, and they were all full, I think 35 people each class, in 30 seconds, they told me who they felt they were. And then after they told me who they felt they were in 30 seconds, together we revealed to them who they really are and then had them do it again. And apparently the people were coming out of the classroom crying to the point where the artistic director, Denise, came to me and she said, "What are you doing to our students?" And I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing?" And she goes, "They're coming out crying." I said, "Well, come on in and join us for the last class, but you can't come in unless you participate." And the same thing happened to her, too. And it was just an amazing, extraordinary transformation. And the energetic vortex created in each of those rooms was, wow, it was incredible. Nobody was the same. I'm still getting emails and little cards in the mail and people telling me the difference that made in their lives because they got some awareness about how they're coming across in the world. You know, some people are actually harsh and they don't realize it. And when you come across as harsh, you're dimming your light. And when you're trying to book a job as an actor, you don't want your light to be dim. You want it to shine as bright as it can. And if you don't know something's, you know, in the way of it, like there's a big scarf over your lamp, then you can't possibly do anything about it. But when somebody helps you get the awareness that that's there, then it's up to you if you want to take that scarf off of your lamp or leave it there. Then it becomes a conscious choice.
Yeah.
So it's very empowering, consciousness.
Yeah, and acting is such an interesting thing because it's always about personal development, whether people know it or not.
It's therapy.
People get into acting for different reasons. I mean, a lot of them, you know, they think, oh, it's just the money or the fame or whatever. And some people actually, honestly, that's why they get into acting.
Well, you know, a lot of people who are shy do very well in acting because the very essence of being shy in the first place came from an emotional injury around criticism. When a person is expressing their heart and soul, who they truly are, their essence, their true nature, and they're just singing and they're jumping around and they're laughing, and then a parent comes in from a very hard day's work, really tired, needing some quiet and peace, and just says, "Will you please shut up?" to that child. Well, that child's going to make that mean that they can no longer express their true essence anymore. And then they become shy and they don't want to express it anymore for fear of being criticized.
Yeah.
So anyone who's shy, they really have an extreme fear of criticism. So to go into acting, you get to discover all of these things for yourself and come outside of that. I mean, for me personally, there was a time where I couldn't even make eye contact with people. I was so incredibly shy. And I'm not accused of that anymore. I'm just really, really just love the person that I am. I've enjoyed getting to know myself and I honor and respect myself. I accept and forgive myself daily for whatever it is. And I keep my consciousness as clean as I can and keep my thoughts as clean as I can. And, you know, and occasionally a negative thought will get in and I'll just go, okay, I see you there. You know, go wax my car. So, you know, it's really fun once you get behind the concept of conscious awareness and exposing your true nature to yourself is where you start before you can expose it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And in acting, you're exposing that to the world. And people go see movies so that they can feel feelings that they're not in touch with.
Yeah, well,
generally.
You and I have that in common because I have a lot of dance and acting background as well. And I, too, had a need to express myself exactly because of what you were saying, because I felt suppressed or repressed.
Yes.
A lot. And so it's actually a healing process, and you know, it allows you to go to the other opposite, extreme opposite of expression. And it's so funny because most of my life, ever since I've been dancing and acting, when people actually see me dancing and acting, they just, you know, they can't believe it because it's the extreme opposite. And they just go, oh my God, I don't understand. That's you. How can you be doing that? You know, I didn't know you had that in you.
That's
well,
it.
It's just the opposite because, I mean, obviously, ultimately, you know, you might want to be balanced, but you always have, you know, two sides. If you have one side, you have the other side as well.
Yeah. You know, but once you understand what made you shy and bashful in the first place, you can heal that just by the awareness of knowing what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, and if people knew they were doing the self-sabotaging things they were doing, they wouldn't do it. It's just that they're not responsible for what's outside of their awareness. And in my coaching, nothing gives me more joy than to introduce a person to their true nature and see their eyes light up and all the stuff melt away and the posture shift and their life just take on an energy and a force that is exactly in the direction they want to go with nothing holding them back at all ever again. And that happens every single day that I am lucky enough to get to coach. And I coach probably 3 or 4 people every single day after my management duties are done. And I just, it doesn't take my energy from me. It gives me energy.
So you work a full day of working as a manager, and then you do your...
A full evening of coaching and leading seminars and those sort of things. Mm-hmm. And I write my book. I get up extra early to work on my book and writing my book.
Now, you said your goal was to have a ministry?
I want to have a life coaching show, which could be combined with a ministry. I know I want to call it Epiphany, and I know I want it to be global network. And I know that, you know, some people need to be celebrities in their life, not because their ego needs that feeding, but because they need to be in that elevated place for people to hear what they have to say. So if I ever achieve celebrity, it will be because I'm meant to be in that place to say what it is that I feel so driven and guided and called to say, the things that I am inspired to speak and share. And since, I think I said it last show, since kindergarten on the playground at recess, I've been counseling people. I mean, every recess I had people lined up to talk to me about their families. Every coffee break at every job I've had people lined up to talk to me about their life situations. And I absolutely love to coach. Just love it. And the more I see what I'm doing, the more I see that I'm not just a life coach or a career coach, I'm a soul coach. I help design the blueprint of the soul with the person that I'm speaking to, who has invited me into their space, who has honored me so supremely by saying, welcome into my soul. You know, what can we do with it? And the results are amazing, and it's so easy, and it's so natural. It's like breathing. And when you're doing what you're called to do, and you're absolutely lit up by what it is you're doing, then your healing capabilities are off the charts, because you're dealing directly, completely from source, from spirit, from whatever your God self is, from creator. You're just constantly working from that place, and there's healing everywhere. And I go through the transformation with every client that I coach. They don't do it alone. I coached one person the other day. She may be listening. I won't mention names because it's private. But we coached for about 1.5, 2 hours. And I forgot to mention to her that she needs to drink lots of water. She's going to be really thirsty after that, because when you're doing that kind of energetic healing, it makes you very, very thirsty. The body's 90% water. So of course you're going to be affected and you're going to need to replenish. So that night, I must have gotten up 15 times to get water. And, you know, in that case, you know, must have gone to the bathroom at least 15 times, because that's just the natural outcome of drinking lots of water during the night. And I saw her the next day, and I said, how was your night? And she said, oh my gosh, I was up all night. I said, tell me about that. She said, I was drinking water all night. I could not stop drinking water all night, which consequently means I was up going to the bathroom all night. And I said, I forgot to tell you about that part. So I went through it with her. The same thing happened to her and happened to me because of the powerful coaching that we had. But and I completely forgot to tell her about the water drinking. So, you know, even the people listening to us on the show and anything on VBS radio, they're going to find that they're very thirsty afterwards because it's making a difference in them.
Now, did we want to let people know that they can call in?
Yes.
And ask us questions, either Kate or myself, and we can take them during the show.
We got about 15 minutes left for that.
So if anybody wants to call in, they can do that, and Don will let us know when a phone call comes in.
So we'll just keep talking till one does. How's that?
Okay, sounds good. So would you like me to ask you another question?
Sure.
How did you come up with your name, Guardian Angel Management?
Oh, that's wonderful. I was injured on a commercial shoot. I was shooting a commercial for Bank of America a few years ago, and I got injured by being hit in the back with 35 pounds of lead. It's a long story, and I don't think we have enough time to really go deeply into it, but it will be in the book I'm writing. And it injured me. It crushed and shattered my disc in my neck. And there was a no-fault clause in the contract, so I couldn't sue anybody, but they did pay my medical expenses through workers' compensation. And it was so, I was in so much pain, and my right arm was becoming paralyzed, and I just was on so much medication that I didn't even want to get out of bed in the morning to take my son to school as a single mom. I had to take care of my child. So every night I would cry myself to sleep and just say, God, Creator, Spirit, Allah, whoever it is there, please tell me what am I supposed to do with my life, because I no longer feel safe being an actor anymore. I mean, I wouldn't have been more shocked if a meteorite had struck me down when I was doing that commercial. And I just kept praying every night, crying myself to sleep every night, asking for what am I supposed to do with my life now. And I even bought books on channeling and read them. I kept a pad and pen next to my bed because the book said, you know, the messengers are going to come when they come, and you need to write them down because you'll forget. And so this one night, about 4 in the morning, very, very dark, I find myself sitting up in my bed saying, Guardian Angel, Guardian Angel, Guardian Angel, in a man's voice. Freaked me out until I remembered, oh, I asked for this. And in that just brief second of clarity, I scribbled Guardian Angel on the pad of paper in the dark and fell back asleep. And the next morning I'm straightening up my bed, and I forgot all about it, and I saw the pad there, and I was like, who was in my room? I didn't recognize the writing. How did this get here? And then I remembered Guardian Angel. And I went to the phone, I called the city, and I crossed my fingers, and I said, has anybody bought the name Guardian Angel? And I was put on hold, and I was barely breathing because I really, really wanted that name. And the person came back to the phone and said, nope, nobody bought it. I said, fabulous. I want to buy Guardian Angel Management and Guardian Angel Productions, because, Amanda, I didn't know what I was going to be. All I knew is I got the name of what it was, I got the title, and we'll build it from there. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started.
And then how long after that did you actually start Guardian Angel Management?
Oh, 5 minutes. Next night at dinner, I heard an actress complaining about not being able to get out on auditions. Her agent just never sent her out. And I said, I overheard your conversation. How would you like to be my first client? And she was, and I got her lots and lots of work. And I thought, you know, I got myself 6 and 7 auditions a day just under my own steam. When I was acting, I got so many auditions for myself during pilot season, I didn't have the energy to do them all. And I thought, I can do this. Everyone has been telling me I should do this. I'm going to do this. So I started taking on client after client, whoever was, you know, guided to me. I just assumed that, not assumed, but I sensed that everyone who came to me was meant to be with me. And I got myself some clients and started my company, and it's just been growing and growing and growing ever since. And the day that I bought Guardian Angel Management and Productions, I declared out loud that it would be Guardian Angel Enterprises before too long, and I made Guardian Angel Enterprises 2 years ago. So now it's a place where we can produce films, where we can have writers, we can have directors, we can, you know, all the clients that I have are very, very wonderful, special human beings, And that's what's most important to me is who are they in the world and do they want to make a difference? And are they able to get out of their own way to express their true essence to the world? And that's the kind of people I love to manage, and that's the kind of people I love to work with. And that's who my client list is today. And I had somebody who wanted to leave me recently because I got her more work than she has gotten ever in 1 year together. And I don't understand what happened in that, but there is a gift there, and I intend to find it. And there is a lesson there, and I intend to get it. And the minute she wanted to leave me, she booked 2 series. And I said,
so funny how that works.
Yes, and I said, now, what do you make of that? And she goes, I don't know. I said, do you want me to cancel them? And she goes, what are the dates? I said, who cares when the dates are? You know you can do it. And she accepted both jobs, but at the same time, I think she's a little afraid of me now because I have a gift for bringing from the meta to the physical, which is what the wonderful Dr. Harry Morgan Moses told me recently in a meeting. He said that I'm gifted at bringing the non-physical to the physical, the meta to the physical, which I guess put another way is I don't often metaphysical. So, but that's a wonderful quality to have. And when he brought that to my attention, I got more conscious awareness about, oh, of course, that's it. Practically every client I've ever lost came from because I gave them what they asked me for.
It's so funny that I always notice that in jobs when I have a job and oh, maybe it's time to leave, and then I think about leaving, and then all of a sudden, I work. It's so funny how that works.
It's better.
It works like every single time.
Right, and when you want to leave that abusive relationship, suddenly something good happens, or when you're doing a releasing meditation towards something, you know, that if it's a person, that person will call you right during your meditation. You know, it's just funny the way that works, because we're so powerful. Every single thing we think about manifests. And to the direct degree that you are out of your own way, you can go from declaration to manifestation and demonstration in a blink of the eye. And if you watch The Secret, the movie The Secret, you'll see how to do that. Absolutely without, I mean, an hour and a half, 2 hours of your time, you're going to have it down how to do that.
Oh, yeah, God, it's just going to be the best thing that, I mean, for me, it's the best film I've ever seen as far as being able to take something out of it and apply it to my.
All of my life coaching clients watch it. They go out and buy it. They buy it for the friends. I have one coaching client who's watched it 11 times, and I barely recognize her anymore. She lost 20 pounds since we started coaching and is taking such good care of herself. She's just absolutely stunningly radiant.
Yeah, it's changing, and I just can't recommend it enough. And what's cool is the director, he's going to be our guest speaker of The Secret, Drew Harriott.
Yes.
Coming to speak. It's on now Tuesday, October 24th.
Oh, wonderful. I want him to be on our radio show as well.
Yeah, we'll have him on the radio definitely sometime. He just moved to Los Angeles from Australia, so.
Great guy. Really, really wonderful person.
Yeah, and he's a writer and he's working on some new things. And so we'll probably.
Does he know about our radio show? Did you tell him?
I mentioned that to him. I actually spoke to him this afternoon, but I forgot to tell him, so I'll let him know.
Because if he heard our radio show and how much we're promoting The Secret, I think it would make him blush.
Oh, by the way, he did just tell me that he's setting up a website, and he's going to let me know within the next day or two where people can actually sell The Secret.
Sell it?
Yeah, though they can sell it.
Yes.
Purchase it and sell it. And so that's set up on a website. So once he lets me know, I'll let everybody up.
Wonderful. I know there's some people doing that now. I get emails all the time about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before we stop tonight, I just wanted to let everybody know I have a list of...
Somebody trying to call in?
No.
I hear the phone kind of going out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the battery on my phone.
Oh, I see.
Going out. I'll make sure next time it's...
fully charged, like you are.
Charged.
Yes.
But I have a list of about 30...
How many?
Actually about 40.
40?
Recommended films. Some of them are of the political nature. Amazing political films have been coming out recently that are very exposing, which are included in this list. And if anybody's interested, email me and I'll forward it to them at amanda at ise-la.org, amanda@ise.org, and I can forward this list to them. There's some.
Well, you can forward that list to me, first of all.
Sure.
I would love it.
We've been talking about Peaceful Warrior, The Secret, Celestine Prophet, and then some, a lot more.
Right.
So I'll get that out to you.
And Conversations with God.
Yeah, all of that's on there, and,
right.
And Serious Business Happening, and losing all that with the Bleep. So I'll get that up.
Did you go to the Bleep Fest?
No, that was this Saturday. Did you
go? No, I didn't. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, well, apparently, Hendrix, who's been our guest speaker before in the past, was there. She played the blonde, the movie, the giggly, bubbly blonde.
Uh-huh.
And so she was there, and she's worked with us as our guest speaker, so we're in touch with her as well.
Great.
And
we should have her on our show.
Yeah, exactly. We should. She'll do it.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's amazing people, so I hope you guys keep listening, because each week, and we plan on the ISELA website to have a listing there
of our upcoming guests.
Yeah, who our guests will be, so...
Oh, and my website, once again, is www.guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces, if you want to take a look.
Yeah, very good. So I think we have just, a couple minutes?
Couple minutes.
Yeah.
Want to sing a song? Little tap dance?
Well, I would, but I'm a lot...
Well, speaking of singing a song, I'm studying with Caroline Waters. At carolinewaters.com, www.carolinewaters.com. She is an amazing energetic healer and vocal coach, and the reason I was shy a few years ago, many years ago actually, she took me back in a process of healing to age 4 when I silenced myself and completely opened me up again. It was so amazing that I could barely stand up when we were finished. It just completely rearranged my whole matrix. And I drank lots of water that night. And we are doing the song Ave Maria. So I will be performing the song Ave Maria one day soon, because I've always known that I was a singer and I've always wanted to be. And I'm seeing that part of myself opening up so I can be more of a full, whole, complete person and use all the gifts that I've been given. Because it's hard to be full God expression and not use all of your gifts.
Oh, good. Well, then you can sing us a song.
Oh, yes. I have a place
days.
To do that. But I'm not ready yet, but getting there.
Okay.
The vocal warm-ups are a lot of fun. I don't do them in public, and no one should. So it looks like we've got a minute and a half.
Yeah, something like that. So next time, again, you're going to be having David Welsh as a guest speaker.
Yeah.
I will not be on for the next 2 weeks. Kate will be having another guest speaker the following week.
Yes, I'm hoping to have John Rotz on as well, who is the publicist for Peaceful Warrior and works with Eckhart Tolle and all of the living luminaries that I was describing. Just an amazing force of nature, that guy. And doing such great things for Hollywood himself. So he's a perfect guest to be on with David. So I'm working on having them both on together.
Excellent.
Yeah. So stay tuned, everybody. And don't be bashful next week. Call in if we're having call-ins. We're not quite sure how to do that yet, but I'm sure in time we'll learn how.
Yeah, because I'm sure people will want to ask the guest speakers questions as well.
Yes.
But we all appreciate you listening, and
thank you.
If you're in LA, check out ISELA.com because we have monthly meetings, networking meetings, and you can meet amazing people. And
can you meet us?
Look forward to meeting you as well.
Yes, and if anything I've said about coaching speaks to you at all, and you would like to consider coaching, I'm very approachable and would love to hear from you. And that's at guardianangelmgt@sbcglobal.net is my email address.
Yes, excellent.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock, everybody.
Okay.
So have a great rest of the evening and a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Talk to you later, Amanda.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.